Well, hello and welcome to the Voice of Love radio show tonight, January 4th. It's good to be with all of you. Last week we did a repeat. I wasn't able to be here, so for any of you that thought you'd already heard that show and listened in, you had heard it. Anyway, I want to wish you all a most wonderful new year. Here we are, the year 2012, and I know there's all so much out there about this year, and I thought I'd talk about that just for a moment, as tonight's topic was how to see things differently and to see them through the eyes of the heart. And truly, that's what this year is going to be about, how we can be in the moment with what is and choose with the heart's voice and the heart's way of expressing love and manifesting through love versus reacting to what we may see going on in our world around us. It's very much the focus of this show anyway. Before I start, though, I want to give you out the call numbers, the call-in numbers, because tonight I feel I want to be open for anybody who has a question. So I'm going to give out those numbers again. U.S. and Canada toll-free is 888-627-6008. And for those of you that didn't have a pen or paper, I'll say it one more time. U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. And then all other callers, I'll give you three numbers. 530-327-7602. 530-413-4522 and 530-413-5011. And of course, if you're on Skype, it's BBS Radio. You can also go to bbsradio.com right now, and those phone numbers are right there on the website. So wanted to get that out for you guys. I want you to feel free. This is a safe space. We are all here for one purpose, and that is to be love and to manifest with that very power and to be here for each other. I was thinking about this tonight before I started the show, and I know in this format I appear here as somewhat of the teacher or the giver of the message. However, we are all one. You are all an aspect of me, and I am an aspect of you. And I just tune in to the frequency within me, which we all have, or that space of divine mind, I call it. And within our being, we all have that space or place from which our divine self, our divine mind that's one with all, speaks to us through us in different ways for all of us. That mind, which is not the small mind or the mind that we have been thinking with, looking through with our two eyes, which shows us separation and duality, and we can make that very real for ourselves if we choose to. However, we do have another choice, and that choice is to realize that we were never, ever separate from love. And there is a divine mind, or I'll call it your voice of love within you, that knows the place of fearlessness. So when you hear Christed consciousness or divine mind, higher self, they're all terms for that true mind that we are all one with, appearing as separate. But in truth, we're all that one. So the reason I'm sharing this with you tonight is for you to know that as I share with you and as I bring these messages to you, and as you call in and ask questions, I want you to know that it's all one thing. It's a divine tapestry of giving and receiving. And in this new year of our 2012, there's going to be a real desire for people to be able to see things differently. Because if we see things the way we've always perceived them, we're going to find ourselves in a very sticky place, okay? Uncomfortable place. But if we can remember, and with some tools I'm going to give you on the show, how to move into the space that's real within us, that is the heart, that is the all-knowing center, where we know only love is real, and I choose to see only that, then you are one with your divine self. So that's the goal. That's the purpose of this show. Also, for you to have a place to call in as we're going through these changes. And many of you know you're on the journey home. I call it the bridge to home, as my website's called, to your divine self. Because as our planet, Mother Earth, is ascending, is moving into her fifth dimensional frequency, and as all of us have been along with her, bringing in more light as we've been letting go of more density, and for many of us lately, a lot of that density is coming right forward for us to see so that we can embrace it and let it go. As we are in that process of letting go of what's heavy within us, and there's a clue right there, if it feels heavy, it's not real. If it feels heavy, then I've taken a thought that's out of alignment with the truth of myself, my true self. And so I've left the heart, and now I'm in what I call duality, which is full of pain, suffering, fear, and all of those things that we all know so well. So with that being said, I'm going to share a little story about something that happened this week that has to do with how we see things differently and through the eyes of the heart, that I worked with a very dear friend the other day with something. And I want to share that with you. And then after I share it, feel free to call in anything you're going through. There's a lot of emotional clearing. There's a lot of things going on within each and every one of us. We are truly right now getting to the core of what's been hidden way down deep in the basement of our subconscious. The energy since the 11-11 gateway of last year have really been bringing to the surface for all of us those parts of our self, those parts of our beliefs that no longer serve us. And sometimes they come up in not so wonderful ways, and they can be very uncomfortable, very fearful, because we are really letting go of a part of ourself that we have made real for a very long time. So this is a process, and as I've been on this journey for quite a while, that's why I say I opened a question so I can help others through those moments. So let me share this little story with you real quickly. The other night, last week actually, I got an email from a friend, and she was talking about how her father had passed away a year ago this time in January. So this year was a very difficult year for her. This year was very difficult. She was going through some emotional grieving with the loss of her father. And it was also her birthday. The day, I believe, he passed away was her birthday, or the day of the funeral was her birthday. So she's got all this going on inside of her. And out of nowhere, somebody comes along. Now, when she was young, she used to love horses and hadn't had horses for a long time. And somebody came into her life and offered her a free horse. And this is right around the time that all this is happening with her emotionally. So she sends me an email, and how can you imagine how wonderful it would be, you know, to have a horse? But then, you know, I'm being responsible, she said. I'm being responsible. I realize it's probably going to cost me, you know, however much a month for board and feed and care, and I'm really grateful that my father taught me to be responsible. So we're back to the father figure. And in that moment, I knew to wait. I sat with it for a couple of days, and then I sat down and wrote her back. And where we're all at right now is being willing to jump out of our comfort zone and let go of our restrictive, constrictive old belief systems. And that's very much what 2012 is going to be about, letting go of old belief systems, as you're seeing all around the world. But anyway, I wrote her back and I said to her, what if we can see this differently? What if this horse that somebody wants to give you freely is truly a gift coming from your father? What if? And what if the old ways of being responsible are truly simply a belief? And what we believe is what we'll experience. But how about if we change that picture and move into the joy and wonder of being gifted with this free horse and knowing that all will be provided for you if you choose to get the horse? And I didn't hear from her for about a week. And then I got an email from her, and it, you know, she was in such gratitude and joy and thankfulness because she decided to do that. And I had been thinking yesterday about a saying that I had heard often from Joshua when he would say to me, when your wings fly with me, you're in heaven. When your wings fly with me, you're in heaven. And I asked him, what do you mean by that at the time that I'd heard it? And he said, when you let go of the beliefs of the world, then you are free. And I was thinking about that, when your wings fly with me. And no sooner did I think about that, she sent me an email telling me the name of her horse is Wings. And it's not the name she gave the horse, it's the horse's name. So here we are. This is what we're talking. This is, can I see this differently? I'm the chooser. I'm the creator of my experience. As I choose to see something differently, it opens up a space for me to be able to choose again. And the heart, when you choose with the heart, will always say, follow your joy. Follow what comes into you as a gift into your life and be in gratitude and let go of the what ifs and the shoulds and the coulds and just be in the moment with it. And in that moment, when we change our mind, we've changed the whole reality around us. And that's the point I want to get to tonight with you. The very power of love, the source, is not somewhere outside of us. It's not some God that's out there somewhere that we can never quite live up to or be as good as or all those old thoughts. We are that source. We are that love appearing in a body. And when we can own that we're that, and we choose with it versus the thoughts of fear and lack and all those other thoughts that create more of that experience, and I know that well, when we can move into the heart, follow the guidance that we hear from that still small voice and be willing to follow through with it. That's when the miracles happen. That's when the miracles happen. And so in this coming year, 2012, we're truly being asked to move out of our comfort zones. And that's not really about going out and doing and becoming something. In truth, it's about taking ownership that we are the source of our experience. And as I choose with the heart, I literally change my whole reality. It moves with me. My reality moves with me. You know, we think we look out and we see, you know, trees and density and cement and, you know, bodies, and through our earth eyes, that's what we see because we're down here in this duality space. But in truth, it's all liquid. It's all flexible. It's all free. And it moves with our thoughts. It moves with our choices. It moves with our beliefs. And so, what is it then to choose with what I call the frequencies of the heart? The reason I call them the frequencies of the heart is because these three things, joy, gratitude, and unconditional love of what is, are the three most powerful choices we can make. When we choose gratitude over judgment or over fear, we literally receive back what we've chosen. So when we choose with love, that power we are, whatever's going on, when we choose with that, we literally, everything around us, all of creation, all of our each personal universe, moves with that choice and reflects it back to us. And that is the key, is that you are power. It's within us. It's not somewhere outside of us. In truth, there's nothing outside of us. It appears that way because we're in a body. But in truth, it's all arising from within us. And in this body form, we get to experience our choices and our whole I am self all around us. And then we get to see what we've been creating through our beliefs. And we then, as we allow what is, or we unconditionally love what is, we can choose again. And the beautiful part is all we have to do is choose. There's no figuring it out. There's no running out and making it happen. We just choose differently. And when we can say, you know, I have this, let's say, appearance in my world of let's say lack of money, lack of golden coins. And it's been there for a while. Now, I've been with this, and I'm seeing this. However, somewhere along the way, I've called this to myself, first of all. I'm never a victim. I have called this to myself. And I can look at this and say, what a great creator I am. Look what I've created. And if I don't choose that anymore, I simply go within and say, I see this, and I choose differently. I choose abundance. And I choose it knowing that it's already there. That's the key. I choose it knowing it's already there. It's only been my beliefs that it's not that have kept it from me. And I want to tell you that in my own personal life, I have been working with this for quite a while. And the other day, I got an email. It's a story that probably many of you have seen. But it talks about there's this homeless man, and he's sitting on a sidewalk, and he's got a sign out. And the sign says, he was blind. It says, I'm blind, and I'm homeless. And he had his little cup sitting out there. And in this video, every once in a while, maybe one out of every 20 people would drop a coin into his can. And then a girl walks by, and instead of putting money in the can, she picks up a piece of cardboard, and she writes a new message for him. And the message says, "It's a beautiful day, and even though I can't see it, I know it's true. It's a beautiful day, and even though I can't see it, I know it's true." And then she puts that sign up next to him, and all of a sudden now, people are walking by and they're throwing money at him. They're literally bathing him in money. And why? Because he literally changed his own experience in reality by the frequency of the thought that was being held. And the thought was, "It's a beautiful day. I can't see it, but I know it." And everybody that seemed to appear was coming now from the place of the heart, abundance, love. And he was being showered with it. Instead of, "I'm a victim, I'm blind, I'm homeless." That's the key. "I'm blind, I'm homeless. Put the can out." What are we saying? We're saying, "I'm a victim. Poor me." And what did he get? Poor me. A coin here and a coin there and a coin there. But when the sign came from a place of the heart, or even though I can't see it, I know it's true. There you go. Now we're in the heart center. Now we're seeing things differently. And now his whole reality around him literally changed to match the frequency that the statement made. This is what 2012 is about for all of us. And so what are the frequencies of the heart? Unconditional love of what is. That's the beginning. Not only what is, but everyone and everything around me. And why and how do we do that when we're bombarded daily with things that don't seem to be of love? It's a conscious retraining of the mind. So let's say something arises and you can look at it and it could appear that it's not a gift. I don't like this. You know that feeling. I'm going to push this away. I'm going to not embrace this. I'm going to resist this. Right there, from that thought, we have created a reality that will match that thought. And we will experience it. We will experience it. So unconditional love of what is allows you to see where your thoughts have been, where your beliefs are, where you're creating from. And also enables you the opportunity to love whatever it is. And why? Why is that important? I use an analogy that I've was thinking about today around addiction. And, you know, we all have addictions, whether it be food or sex or money or, you know, whatever. And you could be an alcoholic and, you know, you quit drinking. However, what is addiction? It's looking outside of ourselves for something to feel better. Because our original being, our original soul, our original way of being was pure bliss. And we remember that on a very deep level. So we find these things outside of us that help us to feel better, we think, whether it's food or sex or drugs or whatever it is. Now, we can stop one of those and we can say, you know, I'm no longer going to drink. However,
caller on line two.
Okay, great. We have a caller, so we're going to take a break and take the call. Okay, hello.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
So what's your question tonight?
My question is, how do you deal with the blankness when you're going from one point of view to another?
Okay, could you say it again a little louder?
How do you deal with the blankness that is experienced when you go from one perspective to another?
Okay. The blankness is what we call the void. And when we are in one belief system or perception or perspective, like you're saying, and we change our mind or we let it go, okay? Now, because you've changed your mind or you've changed your perception or your perspective, now all of creation is getting busy to bring that into fruition for you. And that space in between the fruition of your choice and the change of mind, so the change of mind comes first, and then the fruition is going to come later. That space in between is called the void. Okay? I call it oftentimes the gap. And it's that, we'll call it time, it feels like time, in between the choice and the fruition, where we get to see where we're at with it, because it hasn't come to us yet. And we're willing and we're patient and all those things. But in that space of the void or the gap is where we get to see, let's say, how often we go into fear. How often we're feeling confused. How often are we feeling self-doubt about this choice we made that we feel was right. But now we're sitting here in the middle of the quiet and the blankness. And in that space is where your soul grows the most. So I want you to know that when you're in that void or that blank space, you are growing your soul. And you get to observe yourself as to whether you're in the heart and you're allowing and trusting and knowing. Trusting is of the old world. Trusting is still a step away from true manifestation. Trusting is still saying to the universe, I need to trust because it's not perfect, right? It's not perfect, so I need to trust. When we move from that into knowing I've made a choice, I've changed my mind about how I'm seeing something, and it feels right to me, and I'm going to do that, and you make the choice. Now you're in what they call the void, which is where all of creation springs forth from. So what I want you to know is you're in your perfect place. You're right where you're supposed to be. Does that help you?
No, could you repeat that? I didn't hear that.
Which, the last sentence?
Yes.
When you're in the void, or when you're in that blank space, you're in the field of what I call creation. And it feels so empty and lonely, because you're in between two, let's say, two worlds, okay? You're in between the world that you were choosing before from whatever that belief was or whatever that perception was. Now you've chosen differently, but the effects of that choice haven't shown up yet. So you're standing in between what I'll say is two worlds. That's where the magic happens. That's where creation flows from. And that's also exactly where you're supposed to be right now, because you're growing your soul. You're growing in, you're watching things come up for you, probably feelings of aloneness, fear, all those things that come up there in the void, you get to take a real good look at them. And then when it starts to come into fruition for you, the results of your choice, then you know. See, then you know that that choice brought this. And all that floundering when I was in the middle of it coming into fruition was simply for me to keep knowing, keep trusting, keep allowing, keep honoring my choice that I've made and allow it to come into view. So, does that help you?
Very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And anybody else, we have some time here, so if anybody else wants to call in, now is the time. Okay, so now I forgot where I was before. Well, we were talking about the frequencies of the heart, what they are, how to see things differently through the eyes of the heart. So over eons of time, we have all heard through many sources about our third eye. I call that the eye of the heart. And what we perceive and see when we look through the eye of the heart is totally different than what we see through our two eyes, okay? Our two eyes here are going to show us for a while longer. Things are separate. Things aren't connected. We're not all one. We are all separate. And that one over there can't possibly be an aspect of me. And this one over there can't be. Okay? That's all the way of the old. That's all appearing. What you see is what you get. So if you see things that way, that's what you're going to get. And in this coming turning, I'm going to call it a turning, 2012, you're going to hear a lot of all kinds of things out there. And anything, first of all, that comes from a place of fear, let it go. It's not real. Anything that anybody's sharing about 2012 where they're coming from fear, let it go. It's a turning. And what's turning is the consciousness of the planet. And all of us upon it, and everything upon it. And with every choice we make for love, through this, for our heart center, as I'm talking about tonight, we literally add to, I call it the love quotient, or the frequency of light that's coming into the planet. And we're literally lifting the whole, and the more light that comes in, what does light do? It brings up everything unlike it. So in our outer world and all over the world, you're seeing all these young people coming out wanting their freedom. Everything's shifting. And why? Because all of us that are doing the inner work and choosing with the heart and letting go of that that's not real, every choice we make adds to the light quotient. And the more the light grows, anything around it that's out of alignment with it, it's going to start, let me say, popping. It's going to start popping in your own personal universe and in the outer universe. And that's a way of letting you know there's something here that's asking for my love. And every time you choose to love whatever it is, once again, you alter and change the whole reality around it. I'm sharing this with you from the depths of my being because I've been living it. And I've been living a life that's taken me to many places where I have had to practice these things and I have witnessed the miracles for myself. So it's my deepest joy to bring this to you and to let you know that you can't know any of this, any of it, none of it can be real for you unless you experience it. And you can't experience it unless you use the tools and make a choice. Am I going to choose with my heart or am I going to choose with that head? I call it the thinker. And where we are right now is we're being asked to let go of the head thoughts. They will no longer serve us. And those thoughts are, I need, I own, I seek, everything that comes from, that's outside of you. It's the big one right now, I think, for many of us, as we're being, as more and more of the light's been coming in since the 11-11, and many of the very core things that we've been hiding from are coming up, not knowing we're hiding from them, but they're coming up for us to see. And as that process happens, we're being brought to a very core level of each thought of this, oh, look at this thought, I'm in the heart or I'm out of the heart. It's becoming very obvious. And the reason we're experiencing this now is because as these energies and waves of light keep coming in all year, manifestation is going to be instant. Quicker and quicker and quicker. The veil is dissolving. And the veil is what has protected us for a very long time from manifesting right in front of our face constantly what our thoughts were, because we would have not been able to take it. So all those thoughts get played out because thoughts create worlds upon worlds. But where we're entering now, we aren't going to have room. We aren't going to have room to think the old thoughts because they will manifest instantly. I believe I'm in lack. I'm going to get more and more of it, and I'm going to get it big time. It's like that. So to be in the heart is to choose gratitude, unconditional love, all is well. I am whole and complete now. I'm only here to be love. I'm not here to get love. I already have love. I am love. I'm here to be love. And that will manifest beautiful experiences for you. And there's going to be a quickening of manifestation of what we're thinking and what we are experiencing. And the filters are coming off. And you're going to see a lot of that this year being played out. So how do we stay in the heart as things around us are chaotic? You simply watch yourself, observe your body, observe your emotions. Observe whatever's arising within your body. Don't resist it. Allow it. Let it move through. And then you can say, oh, I need to see this differently. I want to see this differently. I need to choose again. I'm going to choose to move into the heart. And I'm going to be grateful for this. I'm going to choose with love. And you will experience it for yourself. We have had no idea the power of the love that is within us, of the light. And now, this 2012 is all about power. It's about old power structures dissolving. It's about the old, I'll say, male energy of dominance and control that's been misused, dissolving, coming up for everybody to see, and then dissolving. And it's about the power within to literally change your reality, your own personal universe. Each and every one of us is our own sun. Our own universe. And it's this year will be asking us to own that. It's going to be asking us to own that truth. Not to just think about it, not to ponder it anymore. Many of us have been for many years. We've been removing layers upon layers upon layers. Well, guess what? We're here. And we're being asked to own the truth of ourselves. We are the one we've been seeking. We are the one. It's within us. It is us. And anything else about us has simply not been true. I don't know if Don is there or Doug, but I thought we could take a little commercial break for a minute if you can hear me. I don't know if you're there and can hear me. Welcome to the show, The Voice of Love. If it be your deepest desire to know and experience the peace of God, if it be your deepest desire to live from within the heart, free of the perceptions that have kept you locked in duality, if it be your deepest desire to be touched by love in such a way that your very soul awakens to itself, then this will be the space for you. I am simply an empty vessel, empty of self, that allows divine love to move through me. Hearts are open, miracles are experienced, and it's simply love moving through me, touching all who come and gather with the intention of remembering that you are the light that lights this world, and nothing else has ever been true about you. We will journey together through the coming changes, be taught how to stay within the heart as the old world dissolves and a new world appears. We will together discover the depths of unconditional love that our true self has for us and is waiting so patiently for us to experience. We will learn together how we block that very love from being revealed to us. I have witnessed miraculous healing, and it is my pleasure and delight to bring the voice of love out into the world. It is an honor and a privilege, and I look forward to being with all of you who would choose to gather with me. With great blessings, Denisa. Okay, so we're back. Took a little break. Everybody take a little breath. Breathe in, and I thought we would take these last moments of the show. We still have some time. And just center ourselves. Let's just be and take a deep breath. Just breathe in what's real, which is the love. Just breathe it in and hold it and breathe out and let everything up until this moment, this now, today, just fall away. Just let it all fall away. Any thoughts of the past, any thoughts of tomorrow. And let's just be right here, right now. And when we're right here, right now, we're in the heart. And if we can remember that every here and now is fresh and new, is fresh and new. Now we can bring the past into the now, and then it's not fresh and new. So to consciously choose, breathe in and breathe out, to be in the heart center, to be in the now moment with no needs, nothing to gain, nothing to lose. I am in love always, and I'm in it now, and it surrounds me, and it breathes me, and it fills me, and it is me. It is me. And anything other than that my two eyes have been showing me has never been the truth of me. I am that one. I am that one. There's only the one. It's all the one. and it's all kind of playing out on different radio frequencies. And as the choosers or masters of our own experience, we get to choose which frequency or which dial we want to tune into. And what I'm asking all of you to do is to choose to tune into the truth of you. To consciously tune in to the truth of who you are. And to own it. This is the year of owning it. I was given a message last week about this year and about what is called false peace. You know, we all hear that the peace of God comes from within you, not outside of you. Comes from within you. And as more and more of us are consciously choosing to be at peace within ourselves, that is literally changing our world. So I was being shown this vision where we have these places on the planet where they're saying we have what's been called a false peace. And a false peace is when any person, place, or thing comes into another area. We'll use a rock just as an example. And we are the person coming in, which was us, the U.S. Okay, we're there to bring peace, right? No. That's called peace with attachment. In truth, they were there to gain something. We either think we have something to lose or something to gain. And that's false peace. So as these bringers of what we'll call false peace are leaving these areas. And this is in many different arenas, all arenas of our life. They were showing me that the foundation underneath has not changed. And that as these false peacekeepers leave, the foundations underneath are going to start to burst open and it'll be chaotic. And that there will be chaos. But to see this as like a seed flowering from under the ground. And when it first bursts forth, what does it do? It kind of comes up and moves all the dirt. Kind of got to get its perfect little place so that it can come up and flower and bloom. And we're being asked to look at all the changes we're going to be going through that perception. So that when you see things changing and old foundations, our money structures, our governments, all of it, start to break apart or be chaotically opened up, know that this is a beautiful thing because the new seed, the Christ and grid seed, has been planted. It is here now. And those seeds will start to bring forth brand new flowers, which is the brand new earth. And it's here. And we are in the turning of that truth. And it's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to be very obvious. And so we're being asked to be the peace. Those of us that have been working within for a very long time, getting to the depths of our soul being and discovering the truth of who we are, that there's only love, we're going to be asked to hold that frequency within to just be the peace and see all is well. And that choice will not only bring you more peace, obviously, but it will, as we're all connected through this divine tapestry, it will bring peace everywhere. That's how powerful we are. We've been playing this role that we are separate from love and our blinders have been on and our eyes have been closed. We're the very power of love itself. And so if anything that we can take away tonight, you know, as we get in bed tonight, lay down and digest some of this and be with ourselves, is to remember how powerful and how much we affect the whole, the one, the oneness of all things. And if I am that one and I am that love, what can I bring in this moment through my being that will help lift the whole? And I'll tell you, it's really simple. It's just every loving thought. Every loving thought that you think and feel adds to all of it. One loving thought creates a world, a universe of love. That is the truth of what we do. And when we can own it, and maybe we're not seeing it, but we can know it and be it, things will just magnify with love and kindness and unconditional love all around us. So we're here to be it is the point of this show tonight. We're not here to talk about it anymore. We're not here to process anymore. We've all been doing that for a very long time. And it's been a really long journey, and many of us know what I'm talking about. And we are done processing. We're just here now to be it and to live in that knowing and to move with it and to play with it, to get excited about it and start to see how you're manifesting when you come from the heart center, by paying attention, by observing what you're thinking and what you're manifesting around you, and then knowing that every loving thought is affecting somebody somewhere within every moment. Because as you think a loving thought of anyone or anything, you are the very first one to receive the effects of that thought. It's really that simple. You know how when we judge anything, immediately we feel it within us that we've judged it, so now we're feeling, well, we've just judged ourselves because it's all you. So when you think a loving thought, you send out loving thoughts, compassionate thoughts, unconditional loving thoughts. I see only the light of you. I see only the truth of you. That is what you will experience for yourself. And the only way to know this is true, you guys, is to practice it. Is to breathe it and live it and experience it for yourself. So that was the goal here tonight. And remember that I'm experiencing whatever I'm believing to be true about me. I'm going to leave you with that thought. I'm experiencing whatever I believe to be true about me. And then take that thought and start to pay attention and see what you've really been believing is true about you. And you'll see all the ways that we have so not loved ourselves, that we have so forgotten who we are and bought into the thoughts of this dual world. And now we get the opportunity to change our mind and to choose with the heart, which is gratitude, unconditional love, and joy. Anything that feels like joy, anything, be it. And with that, have a wonderful night. Thank you all. Good night.